We're going to look at the parables. We're going to continue to look at the parables during the next couple of months or so. Yeah, probably next 2 months. And then move on to and follow up on some material, again, that joins with what we'd already studied from Exodus and Joshua and look into the book of Judges. Very interesting book. But anyway, this evening we've tried to keep our what we do out here to be the same as the material that goes with the Bible school program and what the kids are doing, and also with the parable of the talents. So in Matthew 25, in verses 14 through 30, is where we find this. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sowed, and gathering where thou hast not strong. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said to him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I had not straw. Thou oughtest therefore to put my money to the exchangers, and that at my coming I shall receive mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But for him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast thee the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, parts of this parable, of course, have been used and referred to in different occasions, excerpts of it for different things. But we're going to look at this parable and analyze it just a little bit here this evening. And take a little closer look. That might be me. Sometimes I hold my finger on the kingdom of heaven is like, and it says, it's not, but it looks like. It's just a comparison here. And so in the talents, the Bible tells us that for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his good. And so who is this man that we're talking about in this parable? When Jesus talks about this parable, who is he likening it to? Or who is the comparison person that we're looking at that might be? And I think the person that's being discussed, or he's inserting here himself, which is Jesus. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So he gave him talents, you know. And so what did he give them, those talents? You know, so what is a talent? Thou oughtest therefore to put my money to the exchangers. That's the denario money, you know, that green stuff that helps get along. You know, talent was the equivalent of 6,000 denarii. A denarii was the wage of a working day. So just to kind of put that in perspective. And to one he gave 5 talents, another he gave 2, another he gave the 1. So why did he do it like that? It says, to every man according to his several ability. And so that was the reason it was given, why it was given out that way. It had to do with their abilities as they were measured up here by the man handing out the talents. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them over 5 talents. And this, again, this is a good servant, isn't it? He did pretty good. Took the 5, made 5. Second one here. You know, and likewise, he that received 2, he also gained other 2. And so he done pretty good. But again, not everything is in this story is going to come out being a happy picture. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. This is pretty good. And his Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things and enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. So then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sowed and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that is thine. So who told this man that that's the way that the master is going to react? Who told him that those were the attributes of him? You know, he figured this out or used this as his own excuse as to why he wouldn't go and perform the action or do anything with the talent that was given to him. And so the answer the Lord gave said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant here. That's pretty strong language in talking. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Obviously, it seems that we're summing up in the parable here the final destruction of those of the wicked in the lake of fire, however that is. But it's based upon because what? Now, there's a lot of things that when we look at this picture, we begin to think about, you know, what is it then in our lives that we do or believe that gains us interest in the kingdom of God? Are there a set of things that we need to understand and believe? Yeah, there are. But in this parable, it also goes to say that there is something that we have to do, too. It's just not a belief system, but it is a system of doing also. So implying this parable says that we have been called to be faithful to God. Diligence is rewarded and negligence is punished. You know, God has given talents to everyone. We keep them, but he is the owner of them. Nobody can complain that in the church he's no good. You know, we all receive talent, but according to our abilities, 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, and 5 in this case. And so when we look at this, we realize that all of us have been given abilities. We all have been given talents. We all have been given something that we can do. There is really anybody that comes and just occupies the space without participating in some fashion or contributing to the work of the Lord is in direct conflict with this parable. You see, this parable continues to emphasize to us that there is a necessity for us to do something. That everybody has at least 1 talent. Another, some have multiple talents. Matthew 25:15 is, but according to our abilities, we will be given our talents. I notice in this parable that Jesus did not promise to come back soon. Many people often said, well, when Jesus ascended, that from that point on, he could come back at any time. And that is true, except Jesus himself in this parable says that he's gone what? He promised here, he said, after a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Well, that was kind of an interesting clue that to tell us that the master was going to be a while. Everything should be done with a view of the day of reckoning, of course, which is going to come. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may be repaid for what he has done in the body, whether good or bad." And so, the question is, do we want to enter into the Lord's joy? You know, then stop giving excuses. You know, his Lord said to him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things." Like it or not, we have to put our talents to work. Otherwise, he will say, "You wicked and lazy servant." And why wicked? He did not use his talent wisely. And what is the punishment then? It says, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Now, there are many lessons that can be gleaned from this parable of talents. The main lesson is simple. Be productive when the Lord has given you ability and opportunity. And someone may ask, you know, and what is my talent, you know? So we need to determine our talents. And remember, not all of us have the same talent. One has five, one has enough. Two, another has one, according to our abilities. Everybody has something that they can do to contribute to the work of the Lord, and they need to put that talent to use. Imagine, and I imagine sometimes, if everybody here, just in this room — this isn't our largest crowd that we've had together in recent weeks — but let's just say everybody in this room gave 1 hour this week to the work of Joy Fellowship, what would be accomplished? Just 1 hour this week to the work of Joy Fellowship, what would be accomplished? Now, everybody would do something different because your talents are different. Somebody might go out here and weed the flowers or something like that. You know, I can guarantee you, as I've gotten older, bending over and doing that, it's not a talent I have anymore. Unless you like me laying down weeding the flowers. That's the only way that I can weed them. But somebody could write notes. You know, somebody could see something that needs to be repaired. You know, there are opportunities here. We need to start another class. We need another teacher for another class. There are lots of opportunities that require talents to be put to use. And if we're sitting around and we're not having any talent put to use, then that, again, is a violation of this particular parable. And the conclusion is that it doesn't make any difference what you believe if you're not doing anything. Because if you don't believe right and you're not doing right, the same end happens. If we're to believe this parable. Now, again, some people have multiple talents. You know, I appreciate all the people that come up here and do this week after week after week. And we, you know, we have multiple people who've done that. And they're contributing to the life of the church. And using their talent that they have. And that's a good thing. There are others that do things, but those are good things that we do. You know, if you notice on the front of your bulletin, maybe you've not paid attention to your bulletin very much. You look at a couple things maybe and fold it up. But on the front of it, where it says Joy Fellowship Church, it says where everybody counts and we count on everybody. And we do. Everybody counts. We want to be there for each one when we're going through a situation, or we want to be there for joys, we want to be there for sorrows, we want to be there all the time with people. But on the other hand, we need to have everybody involved. And I don't ever remember, or cannot find anything that talks about the vacation time of the Lord. Recently one of our pastors who's retiring said that somebody told him that there was never, ever any place in Scripture that says anybody retired in the Lord's service. Well, he's not truly retired. He's just changing stuff. But still, there's a lot to that. There's a lot to be said for that. And if you do not use the gift that God has given to you, I firmly believe that you lose that gift. And I found it in a most dramatic example one time. There was a person when I was growing up He was a few years older than me, and he had an excellent singing voice. Just an excellent singing voice. He sang solos. He sang with a quartet that they had, and just a wonderful voice. But he fell away from the church, and he conveniently found a location in the country where we did not have a Church of God, and so he used that as his premise for not attending anywhere or anything, and he did not use that gift that God had given him of singing. And I mean, he had an exceptional voice. And so he came back to visit his parents one day, and one weekend or week or something, but anyway, he was there for a Sunday, and they encouraged him, "Oh, sing for us again, David. Sing for us again. You know, we always like to listen to you sing." And he got up to sing. He couldn't sing anymore. He was out of practice. He hadn't been singing. He hadn't been using his gift that God had given him. He couldn't sing. And I think that's true of whatever talent that God has given to us. If we're not using in this service, that He withdraws that talent from us. And He may give it to somebody who has five, or two, or one. There are people here with multiple talents, and maybe only using one. You ought to be using more than the one. According to our abilities, are we putting our talents to work? That's really the challenge for us all. That we need to honestly sit down and evaluate what we are doing and say, are we putting our talents to use? You know, we must not forget that there are no useless in the work of Christ. Nobody is useless. Everybody has ability. Everybody has a contribution to make. Everybody. No matter what your age, no matter what your financial status, everybody has something that they contribute to the life of the church. And they should. They should. An opportunity also should be given to them to do that too. Sometimes that can be a problem. People know that they have abilities and have talents, but they kind of get stifled by others. We need to break away from all that and let them rise to the opportunity of the talents that they have. But we need to do what we can do, the work of the Lord, and the work gets accomplished. The parable of the talents. What are your talents? What are you doing with it? Is it contributing to the work of the Lord?